He went down the road as far as he dared, and then he came back. His father was still asleep. He sat with him under the plywood and watched him. He closed his eyes and talked to him, and he kept his eyes closed and listened. Then he tried again. He woke in the darkness, coughing softly. He lay listening. The boy sat by the fire, wrapped in a blanket, watching him. Drip of water. A fading light. Dreams that encroached upon the waking world. The dripping was in the cave. The light was a candle which the boy bore in a ring stick of beaten copper. The wax dripped on the stones. Tracks of unknown creatures in the mortified Lois. In that cold corridor they had reached the point of no return, which was measured from the first solely by the light they carried with them.
Do you remember that little boy, Papa?
Yes, I remember him.
Do you think that he's all right, that little boy?
Oh, yes. I think he's all right.
Do you think he was lost?
No. I don't think he was lost.
I'm scared that he was lost.
I think he's all right.
But who will find him if he's lost? Who will find the little boy?
Goodness will find the little boy. It always has. It will again.
He slept close to his father that night and held him. But when he woke in the morning, his father was cold and stiff. He sat there a long time weeping, and then he got up and walked out through the woods to the road. When he came back, he knelt beside his father and held his cold hand and said his name over and over again. He stayed 3 days, and then he walked out to the road, and he looked down the road, and he looked back the way they'd come. Someone was coming. He started to turn and go back into the woods, but he didn't. He just stood in the road and waited, the pistol in his hand. He'd piled all the blankets on his father, and he was cold, and he was hungry. The man that hove into view and stood there looking at him was dressed in a gray and yellow ski parka. He carried a shotgun upside down over his shoulder on a braided leather lanyard, and he wore a nylon bandolier filled with shells for the gun. A veteran of old skirmishes, bearded, scarred across his cheek, and the bone stoven and the one eye wandering. When he spoke, his mouth worked imperfectly, and when he smiled,